President Trump has said he respects Putin, but you say you don't trust him. You've said the U.S. needs to take hacking seriously. President Trump has been dismissive of it. Which one of you should our allies and adversaries believe?
I think we're both saying the same thing. It's just being reported differently. If you look at what Russia and us calling them out, President Trump has agreed, and this administration agrees, that Russia's involvement in Ukraine is wrong. And I think that if you listen to what he said about the elections, of course we don't want any country involved in our elections. And so that's going to happen. I think that Russia is very aware that they're on notice when it comes to certain issues. They're very aware that we do want to try and defeat ISIS together, if that's at all possible, along with our allies. But there's no love or anything going on with Russia right now. They get that we're getting our strength back, that we're getting our voice back, and that we're starting to lead again. And honestly, at the United Nations, that's the number one comment I get, is they're just so happy to see the United States lead again.
You really think that you and President Trump are saying the same things? Let me tell you one thing President Trump recently said. He defended Putin after Fox News' Bill O'Reilly called him a killer, saying, there are a lot of killers. Do you think our country is so innocent? So how does the U.S. maintain its role as the moral conscience of the world, to use your words this week, if the president won't condemn what's happening inside Russia?
Well, Martha, this is what I can tell you. The president has not once called me and said, don't beat up on Russia, has not once called me and told me what to say, has not once.
But he isn't beating up on Russia. Should he be beating up on Russia? Again,
I am.
How does
I am
so
beating
he doesn't
up on
need
Russia.
To?